The Gemara says in Daf Chaf Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, that there was a Nes Gadol, there was Nasa with the Lechem HaPanim. There was a special Nes that happened with the Lechem HaPanim, the Kisidura Kach Silukai. The way it was when they were Mesader it, when they set it up on Shabbos, that's the way it was. A week later on Shabbos, it would be fresh and hot, like the day that it was baked. Shenamar, as it says, Lasim Lechem Chaim B'yom Hilakai. Then on the day that they took and they ate the Lechem HaPanim, it was as hot, as fresh as it was on the day that they baked it, and that was a special nes that was naso with the lechem hapanim. It retained its heat and its freshness for the whole week that it was on the shulchan. Now, as by the lechay, this is tzarichim and Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash is not a parshas emor when he's talking about the mekalo. So it says over there that the yetzer ben isha yisraelis, this mekalo went out. Where did he go out from? So Rashi says the miparsha shelamayla yatsa. He explains the smichas to the parsha of lechem hapanim that comes right before the parsha of the mekalo. And the Mekalo, what caused him to be Mekalo was this parsha of Lechem Apanim, Ligleg Va'amar. He made fun of the Indian of Lechem Apanim, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, Derech HaMelech Lecho Paschama, B'chol Yom. He says it's a derech for the king to eat fresh, hot bread every day. Shema Pasitza Nana Shultishi Yomim B'tmiya. But is it proper for king to eat bread which is 9 days old? It's not Bekavadik that the king is going to eat old bread which is cold. And that's what caused him to be Mekalo, to be Megadif. So it's Mashma from Rashi over there that the bread was cold by the time they took out the lechem hapanim on Shabbos. L'chayr from Agamavir, we see that it was not cold, it was hot. That was the nes. It retained its heat for the whole week. So what's the pshat? Rashi says that this megadef was melaglig because he said it's not right for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to eat the bread when it's cold. So l'chayr tzarchin from Agamavir. Now, Pashas, you can answer. I'll repeat what Taisa says over here. Taisa says in Debamaskal Siluka Kesidura, what was the nes that it was the same the way it was on the Shabbos when they ate it, as it was when they set it up? He says, "La'inun shahaya rach." This is only referring to the fact that the bread was soft. And the mashamar amar pasuk chaim yom ilachil avdafka ela decham lahaya. So Zoktesis, the nes was not that it retained its heat. It was not hot. It's not going to stay hot for a week. It just means that it was soft. Because he says, "Yafshesh yishmar chaim at a Shabbos." It's impossible that it will keep its heat till the next week. That can't be. And therefore he says the Gemara doesn't mean to say that nes was it was hot like it was. It just means that it was fresh and soft. But the taka wasn't hot, it was taka cold. So the Fitaisis, you can be Miyasha Rashi, that's not shred from our sugya. Problem is that from the Ridva and Yuma, you see Lachar not like Taisis. The Ridva and Yuma asks Akashi, he says that they used to show the this nes to the Ayla Regalim. It says Magbim Oisan Marbola Ayla Regalim. That they, when the Eilu Galim came to the Beis HaMikdash, they would lift the Shulchan, they would show him this Nes in Lechem HaPanim, that it was still hot and fresh, to show the Chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, that he made this special Nes in the Lechem HaPanim. So in fact, their advice is, how are the Eilu Galim, we're standing far away, how could they see that the bread was hot? Okay, it's hot, but how do they know that? How can they see it? And Zakhtar Edva, the bread was so hot that it was the chamimus, the hevel, the steam. There was steam rising from the bread. They were able to see the steam, and that's how they knew that the bread was hot. So Lachar from the Edva, you see clearly that he understood this nes, that the nes included not only that it was soft and fresh, but it was also hot. And that's why he has to be masber, how the Eilu Regalim saw that. So Lefi the Edva, it's hard to kush l'dukta. How does that fit in? How does our sugya fit in with Rashi brings in Chumash over there that the time of the Megadif was that it was cold? Lachar, part of the nes was that it was hot. So that's Tzarichin. How that works out, Lefi the Ritva. Just want to be Messiah and this Etzem Inyan that used to show the Nes of Lachem HaPanim to the Eilu Regalim. An interesting Kasha from the Radvaz. Radvaz and Shubas Radvaz asked the Kasha, he says, Bishlama, they could show this to Eilu Regalim on Sukkot and on Pesach because there was, the Yontav of 7 days, you for sure have a Shabbos. So during that Shabbos, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, whenever it was, they could show this Nes to the Eilu Regalim. But what happens on Shavuos? Shavuos doesn't necessarily have a Shabbos. Shavuos is only one day. You're not necessarily going to have a Shabbos. So how were they able to show this Nes of the Siluka Kisidura in Shavuos? If there was no Shabbos, you didn't have that Shabbos to prove that it remained fresh for 7 days. So Tzarechi and Esmasha, they showed it on all Gemur Regalim. How were they able to do this on Shavuos? So Zakhtar Edvaz, he says, Achidesh, he says, you have to say that the Eilu Regalim would stick around after Shavuos. They would wait until Shabbos in order to see this Nes, in order to see the Chibol if Ne'amakim was kind of stick around and see it, and they would all remain in Yerushalayim until the Shabbos after Shavuos. That's the Pelag Achidesh of the Radvaz. And based upon this, the Svarim say that you have a makar for an interesting minig of the chassidim. Minig of chassidim is that when they go to the rabbi for Shavuos, they stay for Shabbos after Shavuos as well. It's called the Shabbos Nach Shavuos, the Shabbos after Shavuos. It's a Shabbos almost like Shavuos, and they give it a tremendous chashivas. It's almost chashiv like Shavuos itself. And where does this come from? What's the chashivas of the Shabbos after Shavuos? It's said over that the Belzer Rebbe once said at the Tish on the Shabbos after Shavuos that this Shabbos is a chashiv Shabbos, and it's connected to Shavuos itself, and Shaychus to Shavuos. And the Marsham was there at the Tishon, the Chassidim asked the Marsham, what's the makar of what the Rebbe is saying? Where do you find this, that the Shabbos after Shavuos has Chashivas, has a connection to Shavuos? Where does this come from? And the Marsham said right away that's based on this Gemara. He says, the Gemara says over here that they would show the Shochan, the Lechem Apanim, to the Eilu Regalim, to show the Chiba. So yes, the Mamash asked this Kasha, their advice, Bishlam HaSukkos and Pesach, you have a Shabbos, but on Shavuos there's no Shabbos. How would they show it? His advice says it must be that they would stick around in Yerushalayim until Shabbos, and it's only on the Shabbos after Shavuos that they're able to see that Chibah Lifnei HaMakom, which is Shaykh to the regular Shavuos, like they saw by the other Regalim. And he says, for that reason, the Shabbos is connected to Shavuos and has a special Chashivas. That is the Makar for this Inyan of the Shabbos Nach Shavuos, to give it a Chashivas and to connect it to Shavuos itself.